That's funny. Okay. What's up, everybody, man? Finish Work Brand Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. It is nighttime where we are at. It's really icy out, so if you're in Fort Wayne right now and you hear this, we're going to pray after, and I hope you made it to your destination safe and sound, because when I mean icy, really, really icy. Cordy Douglas, how's it looking like up in Indianapolis?
Not like that. Yeah. Not like what y'all got going on, man. It's like, it was like 40 degrees up here today. Raining.
That's the thing. It's warm out, but it's icy. It's like 35 here.
Right. So other than that, man, it's smooth. Welcome back, everybody. Milk versus solid food. We in the building, man. I don't know what episode this is. I'm not even going to attempt. We're going to say 26. I just said I wasn't going to attempt. Yeah. But 26 is what it is, man. So.
Yeah.
What's going on, though, Colin?
Oh, man, not much, man. Just want to thank everybody for tuning in. That's all. It's back on the weather, man. It's weird, man. It's warm. I'm actually, like, sweating because it's, like, 35 degrees, and I'm layered up. I got, like, long johns under, and you see I got, like, a hoodie on. They can't see me, but you can. Right. Yeah, I got, like, the whole sweat fit on. You see what kind of boots I got on. Nick, my man Nick back here doing the handling our sound. I got on the boots with the fur at the top. Like, I came prepared, man. But, you know, man, this I came up to Nick's house. I tried to pull up in the driveway, car slid right down. He got like his driveway is like a big old hill. So my car, it didn't even make it. So I'm like, man, I ain't even about to mess with this. Park on the street, get out. The street is slick, but I made it to the curb. The curb is slick, but I got off the curb. The top of the snow is slick. The top of the snow, I tried to step on the snow thinking I'm go through the snow. Nah, slick, but I end up going through the snow. So I go on Nick's stairs that's connected to the porch. Slick. I called Nick Lay's name. I said, Nick. I'm outside yelling because I'm mad, cuz. I keep slipping, bro. I am mad. I'm like, throw some salt out here. Like, I'm yelling cuz as I'm slipping, man. So I try to grab like the, he got it's like three steps to his porch. He got a stone porch, right? So one, the steps of that is slick, just pure ice. I'm like, oh my gosh, there's no handle. So I'm really mad. I yelled his name one more time, man. Nick. So this ain't my neighborhood either. So somebody probably next door thought something was going on, man. So I finally get on top, man, crawling and taking my time so I won't slip, man. And I ain't even knock at the door. I opened the door, bro. Hey, man. I'm like, hey, man, y'all gonna throw some salt down, man? Like, what are you? Hey, they in here eating eggs. So I'm like, fam, I just about lost my life four times, man. My car ain't make it up in the driveway. It's icy out, man. I need some salt, bro.
It's serious up there in Fort Wayne, man.
And they said, don't sue us. I said, man, I'm suing y'all for all this studio equipment.
Yeah, we split the cost with you. I would have sued Nick. I was telling them on purpose. We just broke it down in the middle.
Hey, just give me all the equipment.
Act in the courtroom.
And we taking all your coffee, all your little, I don't even know what to call them, your little chemistry lab, Brunson burner for your coffee. We taking all of that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But no.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah. Nah, man. But yeah, that's how slick it is out here, man. I almost slipped five times in like 1 minute.
It's not up there with the 2009 ice storm, man.
Nah, that was crazy.
That was nuts.
That was crazy.
I was mad at that because I missed out on that countdown pack. I think I told the story like a week or two ago on our live feed, I think.
Yeah, the story mode.
Yeah, the story mode, man, on the brand, man. Because that's when the Retro 11 and the Taxi 12 came out in that countdown pack.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm at my ex-girl's house. I run down the stairs and no salt on the little patch. And I slid and fell.
Mm.
And I just went back in the house, man. But out of all the spots, the mall was open, though. I'm like,
oh,
how?
You know, because
like,
countdown pack.
Get his money.
You know it.
Yeah, Jordan gonna get his money.
You gonna risk your life to get these Jordans.
I was too, man. I was gonna force it, man. But like on the South Side, man, like that was a that storm was terrible because there was trunks in the middle of the street. So if you had like a big branch or a big, you know, I'm gonna say trunk because it's thick. If those was hanging over the street, touching the other tree or the other side, man, those were in the middle. Those fell. So it was like an Armageddon scene, but just winter-wise, you know, it was just more of a renter-wise version.
Yeah. That was wild, man. But the ice was, I never seen like that thick of a sheet of ice on everything, man. Like the mailboxes, like you can, like the whole car was once, it was a, it was,
slab.
Yeah, it was, the car was a, like the ice around the car, man, was just, I can't even explain it. You see, I'm struggling. It was just wild, man. You could, the ice was so thick, like you couldn't even open the doors to some, like to your car. Just seeing the ice wrap around the tree like that was incredible. It looked like Mr. Freeze came and just used his gun or something, man. Like it was wild, man. The ice was thick.
Yeah.
Like remember the power was out for like a, almost a week. Some areas it was a week. Cause I had to stay at friends. Actually, I feel like almost like the whole block went to my man Cordell's dad's house. We was all over there because that's the only place that had like electric. Man, we was over there deep, like so many people. Yeah, man, like it was no power, bro. And I'm in my apartment. I left because I ain't had no power in my apartment. So I dipped out, man. It's like, hey, I'm staying over here. I was over there for like a whole week or almost a week.
That's funny. Because I had we stayed in the same complex though, man. But once again, I had like three cribs. I had at the ex-girl's house, I had my job, and then I had the apartment in Colony Bay. I didn't even go out west anyway though, man. I was just always on the South Side anyway, man. So we weren't really affected from a power outage standpoint, man. But, I mean, you couldn't, like you said, man, it's like Mr. Freeze used his gun.
Yeah, the ice was thick. I never seen nothing like that. And we drove to Toledo, Ohio in that thing.
We did, didn't we? Yeah, you did hit me up, man, and we went out there, man.
Yeah, that's bad.
I
was like, hey, man, I need you to ride with me.
And that whole booth.
Yeah,
that's what I remember.
And back on them Jordans, man, that's funny, man. You gonna risk your life for them J's? Them, you know, them things sold out.
Yeah, cause I had them on hold.
Oh man, you didn't get them, right? You said you didn't get them.
I couldn't. I didn't get them, man. Mm.
How much do you value your life, man? Slip and slide to get these J's. If not, might not make it back home to wear them. You know what I mean?
When I fell, game was over.
Yeah.
When I fell, you know what I mean? Like, I felt like something like off a movie. Like, my feet was in the air.
Now, I remember that countdown pack because that was the one that everybody wanted, man. The 11 and the 12.
Exactly. So,
yeah. Yeah. But
I was hot.
Yeah, you was hot, man. But you live to talk about it.
Though.
Yeah. Because you might not have made it, man.
Absolutely, man. So, I mean, other than that, man, week is off to a good start, man. We talked on the last podcast, man. I came off the list today, overtime list. So, I'm back at the house, man. Starting tomorrow, I'll work a regular shift. Get off, man, while the sun is up. I'm able to chill with my boys. We got to chill on MLK Day. Rest in peace to him.
Yeah.
Remarkable, man. Thank you for, you know, his sacrificing to his kids and, you know, just to his family. Shout out to them. But I was able to be in the house. And, you know, I can tell my whole family, but I mean, my entire family basically misses me being at home. But, you know, my boys, man, we really bonded. Played the game, of course. Read. My son thought about his Uncle Jay. Wanted to reach out to him via FaceTime, threatening. And once again, you know, Josh is a one-liner. Said some things to him that got him thinking and got him quiet.
Hey, man.
I got quiet, too. know. But
I gonna call me when I'm in the bed and threaten me on the Smash Bros.
Yeah, we, you know, Tigger wanted to train with
of
you.
Of course.
You know, training exercise. That's all it was.
Yeah, man.
He's seen some vulnerability.
Yeah, you know, man.
Josh is
I'm a newbie.
Those boxing terms, man? You got, was it amateur, prospect, and pro?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, he understood that Uncle Jay's an amateur and wanted to go ahead and test him. So, challenge is accepted here soon.
You know? Smell blood. I get what he's trying to do.
Smells blood, man.
I get what he's trying to do, man. But look, listen, man. I'm over here on my own, man. I don't got no coach, cuz. I'm self-taught, baby.
Right.
I'm self-taught, Kylan. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got the style. You can't be, hey, man. You know what I mean?
Nah. You got it the hard way.
Yeah.
Like a Naruto teacher moment, man. Yeah. You using machines. I know how to do the jutsu just with the hands up.
Man, I had to do my hard work. I understood, man. I'm learning the culture doing this, man. Come on, Kylan. See, y'all don't got me in on the Smash Bros. Because at first I was like, it's cool, but now I'm on it, man. Shout out to the Smash Bros. Smash Bros, it does that to you, man. Hey, anyone listening to this, man, you play Smash Bros, man, y'all leave y'all any comment and on any picture, man, y'all leave y'all friend code. We fine, man. And I'm new, but I'm in it now, man. They done messed up, cuz. They done messed up.
But see, with me, man, I got to play with C-level fighters, man, because I'm not an A fighter yet. I mean, I don't do all that. I mean, it's a strategy where people move really, really quick and all of that. I ain't got time to be chasing you around. I need at least a B to a C-level fighter. I can get it in. Some of the A fighters I can hang with, but these are people that are grown men, ain't got no jobs. I can't say you collecting the government check because we partially shut down, so you might want to get out there and work. But these people got all the time in the world on their hands and they playing this game. I can't do that. You know what I mean? I'm in and out so often.
Same.
So
yeah, I don't have 16 hours to apply to a game. You know what I mean? I'll give you a...
But it's cats making money, though. Like,
for sure.
I retract that. The deadbeats at the house, man, that ain't got no life play, but you got cats that really, okay, I play games for a living, I'm getting sponsored, which is a hard thing to do.
It is.
It's a very hard thing to do because you got to have tremendous skill, man.
And you putting in hours, man. Like, you still staying up. Like, 16 hours is 16 hours. Like,
right.
I don't even want to be, oh my, that's a nightmare. 16 hours in front of
that.
A screen?
There's so much stuff out there to be doing but looking at a screen. There's nice hole-in-the-wall restaurants to go try. There's walking paths. You can go.
Man, let's go breathe some fresh air. Like,
right.
I can't. I can't do that, man. Cause there's a dude here, man. I used to train his little brother, man. And shout out to Ghost Robo, cause I used to train his little brother, and he bought me a pair of Kobe's just because I was training his little brother for a little while, man. This was like 5 years ago. 4 years ago.
I remember those Kobe's too.
Yeah, man. So I'll never get rid of those, man. But Ghost Robo, he's at the time, he was like top five gamers in the country, man. And he used to tell me how much time he used to put in. I used to look at him like, man, what? Sheesh, man. Like, he had a schedule, though, man. Like, wake up at 7, get it in. Or whatever, you know, 7, 8 o'clock, get it in. You know what I mean? And I can't, I'm cool, man.
I wouldn't like gaming after that, bro.
Yeah,
I like getting on at my own leisure. You know, if I'm like,
because it's a leisure for us.
I can't do that, man.
But I guess if you wanted that to be your job, then I guess so. You know what I mean?
Work hard. You got the passion. I mean, as far as Courtney Douglas is concerned, that's a negative.
Man, I got to be with some people, man. I don't even want to be in that isolation like that. You know what I mean? Because, yeah, you got a headset on, you talking to people, though, man. But I like seeing people, feeling people out. Like, that's isolation to me. 16, I can't do it, man. Mate, a couple hours tops, and I've never even played the Smash Brothers that long. I might have been on an hour, and that's real, like maybe an hour. I'll be playing it like 10, 20 minutes at a time. You and I play like maybe 30, if that.
Yeah.
So
I think so.
So, yeah, I can't do it, man. But shout out to those people that that do that. You know, when you're passionate, man, you'll put up with a lot of stuff. You'll put up with, you know, stuff that another man finds a trash job. You know what I mean? When you're hungry and you're passionate about something, you'll put up with right. that crap. Because, I'm good.
Understood.
Yeah, but shout out to the YouTube gamers, though, man. You know.
Absolutely, man. I was thinking earlier, man, you know, Fort Wayne, I've been thinking about the city, man. Basically just my high school, man. Just friends and things of that nature, man. I'll say this, man, and I'll elaborate. Me and my mom had a conversation, man, about as far as I started at a deficit without my dad being there. And she had a friend that she brought around, and they were real cool. And this kind of ties in with the Smash, because when you came around me, Jay, we was in the hood playing with some goons. And how you know me, like, man, Courtney, you in this area? It's like, yeah, you know, even though I wasn't doing what they was doing, I was introduced to that, man. And that kind of ties in with my mom's friend. When she was bringing me around a certain individual, man, you know, drink, smokes, the son, you know, does the same thing at a later age. But I got turned on to a lot of things. So when I brought up, so with me bringing up the high school and you know, things of that nature, I'm thinking about my boys now, man, and who I'm allowing them to really hang around with or be around here in the near future when it comes to family members, because I don't want certain, they say bad habits, but I came up where I had family members that said bad spirits and bad habits. And I don't want those things to jump on my kids, man, yeah. from, you know, certain company and things of that nature. But I do hope, you know, in the future that my mom and her old friend reconcile their relationship. That was one of the things we spoke about over the phone earlier today. But, you know, I think I confessed to her. I said, you know, that was the second time I ever smoked weed. Because now I'm telling my mom, because my mom don't know these things. Now that we, you know, our relationship is so close and tight now, I'm able to reveal certain things when she brings up a certain situation. Like, yeah, mom, when you used to let me go over here, yeah, I smoked weed over their house too. Yeah, you know, and she's getting it, like, yeah, because, you know, I was in this atmosphere, and what we thought was harmless was really detrimental to me, but praise God, I came up out of that, so now I'm able to take from that experience and apply that under my household. Now I know what to look out for when my kids want to go over here. I can do a thorough background check to see, you know, what they're being around, what type of atmosphere they're going to go into. Even if my wife and I allow them to be in certain situations, we're going to have a keen eye out for dysfunction. You know, we may have some dysfunction, but we're talking about, as far as God's standard is concerned, we don't want them to be in that predicament, man, to where bad habits and bad spirits can rub off on them in the future.
Oh, for sure, man. That's what one thing I respect about, like, my in-laws, because they didn't let Danisha, my wife, who's Danisha, mm-hmm. they didn't let her go over to too many people's houses, and she didn't do too many like sleepovers, man. Like, they would come to her house,
right?
But Danisha didn't do too many sleepovers at someone else's house, and. Mm-hmm. Man, just finding out the stats of, like, sexual abuse, women that have been sexually abused and stuff like that, man, I get why. Like, now, and, you know,
right.
if you don't know, go speak to a female. For real, like, somebody in your family, that is. Like, go speak to somebody in your family, and they're going to say, yeah, I was sexually abused, or, yeah, it was attempted. Like, just like, it's that nasty. And the sad part is, some of it, sometimes, and I'm getting off a little bit on the tangent, but, like, sometimes it's the abuser is an uncle or somebody in your family. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So speaking about spirits that's around, man, I get it, man. You keeping a close eye. Anyone that's seen the R. Kelly documentary, everyone should go hug their little girls. Everyone should go hug their little boys, man. And I got to be on it. Those parents, didn't do a good job at for the, and I'm not saying this bashing them any, or anything though, man, but a lot of those parents, man, you know, they probably maybe could have kept a closer eye on them, but they probably looked at R. Kelly as a, you know, like a meal ticket, and, you know, they got a little bit lenient, or looked at his status. Yeah, same thing. Looked at his status and got a little bit lenient, man, and stuff happened, yeah. Bro. So, now I don't blame you, man. Like, my daughter, we having a sleepover with one of her cousins, and that's next weekend. But, mm-hmm. but I doubt that we, I'm gonna be honest, like, right now, like, Nori ain't gonna be going to too many people's houses, like, and if she do, I gotta know who over there. I gotta know about the dad. You know what I mean? I gotta know about the mom. Oh, uncle gonna be over. I need to know. And I, yeah, man. You know what I mean? That's just how it is.
Right. It has to be now, man, just because, man, there's no standard now with a lot of people. You know what I mean? It's like, and once then, again, what we talked about before we got on the pod, man, is just like with social media. Everybody gets a virtual thumbs up or a thumbs down, but I mean, our boys, man, my wife and my, you know, our kids, man, that's a big no. I don't know. I mean, now they can come over here, you know what I mean? Just because my wife and I, you know, it's a godly standard in the household. Nobody's going to be doing anything. God, they're going to go to bed at the right time. Like, we had a slumber party a year ago for Kylan's birthday party when he turned 7. And, you know, we went out and got pizza, man. They played video games. They popcorn, ran around the house. They tore up a Tigger doll that I bought for Kylan when he was 5 months, which he was a little, my wife was a little upset at that because that was sentimental. You know, I went to the Disney store and got that though, man. Good. But that was ripped up. But other than that, man, it was just, you know, plus, you know, the family went and I, we got rapport, so I know what I'm on. So it was a good situation though, man, but you got to protect those that can't protect themselves just yet.
Yeah, man. Like I said, that number too high, man. We said it on one of our earlier podcasts, man, like the, I forgot the stats though, but that number, that sexual abuse and attempted of sexual acts is crazy high. Crazy, yeah, like I got a little girl, man. So I'm like, I'm really like, man. And my little girl, she, you know, she's very sweet. She's friendly. You know, Nori, she's very sweet and friendly. You know what I mean? Right. I know too many women that have been abused, and and there's a lot of I'm gonna say this too. There's a lot of men that's been abused and won't speak about it.
Right.
Because, and just in culture in general, man, that's, especially, you know, where you and I are from, we don't speak about those things. You know what I'm saying? But there's a lot of men that's been molested. There's a lot of men that's been touched. There's a lot, man. But I think that number might be lower because, man, we just don't speak about it. And, you know, without God, we're kind of wired just to keep it internally, man. But, yeah, I think a lot of it's been touched wrong, man. A lot of men are going through things, and a lot of men are mentally warped because some nasty person out there did something disgusting to a young boy. So, and I'm saying that because it's a lot of women that are going through stuff. Your wife got on this podcast and spoke a little bit about it. You know what I mean? I know a lot of girls, a lot of women that have been sexually abused. But I also think there's a lot of men that are sexually abused.
Right. They just won't come out and say anything
about it. That ain't easy. We ain't because we're looked at, we're not supposed to. We're looked at like we're, you know, we're boys, we're men. Like we're not, you know, nah, man, that ain't, it's not the cool thing. We're, you know, we're crying on the inside, man. I guarantee it. Especially some of the places I don't live at, I guarantee it. You know what I mean? There's some nasty stuff, man. Then I always hear about, you always hear, well, I don't want to say you always, but I hear and know people that'll say like, yeah, my babysitter touched me when I was 10 years old or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But like a lot of those young dudes look at it like, oh man, she just trying to take my virginity or something like that. Like, nah, that's not really, man. Not if she, you know, she in her 30s and you 10, 11, 12, whatever it is. Nah.
Right. That's something mental going on, man.
So, yeah, I think there's something going on with men, too. Like, man, Christ wasn't lying, man, when he said, man. I mean, well, Paul, my bad. But Christ through Paul, like, when he was saying, man, sexual sin covers a multitude, man. It's like, think about all the sexual sin, period. It's a lot of nasty stuff, man. Molestation and sexual abuse and the attempt of it and just a lot of stuff I can't even name right now off top, man. It's gross. It's enough to warp your mind. It's enough to put you in a shell, man. Like, I think that's another reason why some people, especially like some males, they just go off the wall, man, and they're just crazy. And some of them, you know what I mean? They don't know how to, they can't even take a hug. Some dudes been touched wrong. Women been touched wrong. So, you know, you got situations where, like, if you hug a woman, man, she feels weird.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, if you don't, so I say this to any of the listeners, if you don't understand how deep sexual sin is, how deep, you know, like sexual abuse is, man, ask someone in your family, ask your grandma, ask your aunt, I get, she's seen it, she went through it, she knows somebody that went through it, like, it's a lot going on, man. Go Google it, just Google it, Google the numbers, so, it's crazy, man. So yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, man. So yeah, definitely keep y'all in prayer, man, and just stay alert, you know, especially if you listen to this and you have kids or you're in a situation where you're making money by babysitting as well too. You know, those children's lives are in your hands as well too, you know. So whatever you may be going through, man, you know, we'll pray for that as well, and then even for the parents, just praying for spiritual discernment, you know. Hey. Everybody cannot watch your kid.
I had to look up something. So look, 1 in 5 women and 1 in 71 men will be raped at some point in their lives in the U.S. 1 in 3 women and 1 in 6 men experience some form of contact sexual violence in their lifetime. 51.1% of female victims of rape reported being raped by an intimate partner and 40.8% by an acquaintance. 52.4% of male victims report being raped by an acquaintance and 15.1% by a stranger. Almost half, 49.5% of multiracial women and over 45% of American Indian and Alaskan Native women were subjected to some form of contacted sexual violence. 91% of victims of rape and sexual assault are female and 9% are male. Goodness gracious. Let me say that one more time. 91% of victims of rape and sexual assault are female. That's crazy. Mm. Yeah, man. And eight out of 10 cases of rape, the victim knew the perpetrator. And 8% of rapes occur while the victim is at work. So, yeah, and this is stats from 2018. So the year just started, so yeah. Look, I'm gonna say some more, man. I know we kind of getting a little darker here, but this is child sexual abuse. 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually abused before they turn 18 years old. And I believe that, man, but out of confidentiality and stuff, I won't say why. Just know I've experienced some stuff and I've been around some people, some men. Some young boys, he was all the same age, dad went through some stuff like that. Way before 18. So that's why I'm speaking from experience. Like, there's a lot of men that's been touched as a young man and don't never say anything.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Because they was at a babysitter house or they was at someone, you know, their parents wanted to go out or something, have a date night, which, you know, couple should have a date night, but you need to, you know, be cautious of where your child stays at.
Right.
But I'm gonna say like a couple more. 30% of women were between the ages of 11 and 17 at the time of the first completed rape, and 96% of people who sexually abuse children are males. Oh, and 76.8% of people who sexually abuse children are adults. That's gross.
Yep.
So, yeah, man. Yeah. So, I guess if you're parents, man, watch who your children are around, even if you solely trust them. I say watch who you're around. Call as much as you need to if you know you got babysitters. Cause I mean, think about the lifestyles of us adults now, man. Especially when I was in New York, man, I couldn't even imagine. When I was in New York, I would see, like, you'll see a mom get up on the train, you know, drop her kids off, then go to a job, then she'll go to another job, and then she'll pick her kids up probably like 12, 14 hours later. Cause that's just how she got to get it. She got to get around and how she got to make her ends meet. You know, that's a lot of time to be away from your child, man.
Right.
Half a day times that by whatever. And it's a lot of hours out the year, man. You put that together, we're talking about months. So, yeah, man, there's a lot. I'm saying that there's a lot of room for your kids to be abused. There's a lot of room for. It's just gross, man. Yeah, it's just gross.
But and that statistic, or just the analogy that you gave, makes so much sense, though, man. But it kind of goes back into creation role. Like from experience, I'm so grateful that, you know, I'm married and my wife and I are together and we're in our children's lives, because I can go to work and she can stay home with the fellas. You know what I mean? They're protected. They're nurtured, they're around mom. So they're not going to be exposed to that, you know, right off top. And they can go right on to school. And I think this is the society that we're living in now, because you have nobody wants to fulfill creation role anymore. Okay, what's my purpose in life? Okay, go in the mirror, get naked. You know, you see the breast, you see the womb, you know, you're a woman, you know what I mean? Men, you know, you see how God made you, you know, you see your male organ, you know, you're, you know, produce and multiply, raise a family. That was before anything. He gave, you know, God gave Adam a job, number one. Then came the wife, then came the kids. You know, there's order to things. I think with that order being distorted, even the music plays probably maybe 80% of that is probably due to the music now. What we listening to.
Yeah, it can be a lot of things, man. Yeah.
It's a lot of things, but I would say music is probably top three in that.
I don't want to put a percentage because I don't know for sure.
I'm just saying from a category standpoint. I mean, like, when we was in, you know, our middle school dances, man, we was twerking and doing all of that, you know? Listening to you know, certain artists. I ain't gonna put, you know, on there, but, you know, from the Back That Thing up to all of that, you know, it's just all that stuff plays a perception, you know. Sure. it plays big on us
for sure.
So we're influenced by a lot, you know, from what we see. I think one of our favorite artists, Andy Mineo, I think on his how many albums does my guy have now, man? It's a song,
got a lot. Like, I don't know. I get mixtapes and albums mixed together. So I don't ask.
Yeah, that. Same here. But you know, when he kind of spit a bar, and I'm not gonna say it verbatim though, man. But just to paint a picture of it, man. One of the things that he said though, kind of like you said with the New York mom, you know, mom is at work, so the television's raising us.
Yeah.
You know, there is no. We gotta, you know, put the kid cuisines in the oven now. We got to feed ourselves. Everything is microwave. Everything is instant. It's so fast that we can't slow down, man, and do what we should be doing. So, I mean, like you said, though, bro, you know, it's a lot of factors that go into that, man, but it starts within the home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely, man. So, yeah, man, we just continue to pray, man. Let God's will be done, man, in this country and around the world, man, especially within our communities and our cities as well, too, man, because it's a lot of voices, man. It might be going on as we speak right now, man. Well, I know it is probably, you know, it's just Lord help them, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Man, so we go ahead and change the subject, man. Get off that, man. Prayers, though, and prayers to everyone that's been through that abuse or even attempted abuse. It's traumatic.
Right.
Man, when did you notice you were trash?
Trash and just life, or just
You just trash. Like, I was trash back then. Okay, so my man Dale, I hit my man Dale up because I'm working on the project, and I was like, "Yo, send me some of our old photos, man." And I mean, like, all photos where I was just wilding and just doing the fool, doing the most. He sends me one when I'm just puking in a trash can, just brrr, like all day, gagging and, man, acid reflex, just crazy, right?
Ain't got nothing left in the tank, but man, you still going.
I'm still going, man. Heathen, like going crazy. And then he sent me another one, man. I don't cuss, man. I'll slip up every now and then just to keep it real. But, like, this one, I forgot how I used to get it in. I was like, I don't even know what I was talking about, man. I was talking about being, like, in paid in full. I mean, I was just drunk, man. I was like, golly. That's why I hit you the other day, too. I was like, yo, thank God I'm redeemed, cuz. I was trash. I'm still trash, but I'm less trash now. But I was a dumpster then, bro. I was straight trash, man. Just doing some trash stuff. Thought I was the man. Like, I'm gonna put these videos out on another video, man, and make it into something. So I'm gonna put myself out there. But yeah, man. Those videos do something to me because I don't ever want to get arrogant and you know, walk around all holier than thou. But I do want to talk about, excuse me, where I come from, what I was on, what I was doing. And then to my old friends, man, you know, we talking about this a lot too, man. They don't understand. You know, I'm a changed man, I'm a new being. They don't understand that I can't get into that, man. And I've been in Peter all weekend. 1 Peter, 2 Peter, mm-hmm. man. 1 Peter 4:4, of course, your former friends are surprised when you no longer plunge into the flood of wild and destructive things, so they slander you. So I've had that before. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Definitely had that before. And and it is true, man. And here's one of my things. Like, I'm not going to get mad. They can slander me, mock me, make fun of me for what I believe in, make fun of me for just changing because I'm not into that stuff. But remember, they got to face God too. So who stands in front of everybody and judges the living and the dead? So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's just like you said, man, mic drop, man. All right, you got to answer too. Like, and don't get me wrong, man, I slip up. I'm still flawed. I still be doing some trash stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's trash, man. But, you know, the difference is I know better. I repent now. I'm sorry, you know, when I do something stupid. Then I was running to the trash. I was running to it to be a part of it. I was mm-hmm. running to it. I was running because it excited me. I was running to be, you know, drunk. I was running to be. And here's another thing, too, man. I remember what I was doing. And maybe, I don't know, I never like assaulted a girl or abused her, but there's some nights I don't remember because I was drinking that much, man, that I'm embarrassed of. And I pray the Lord, man, I could have did anything. Thank God I had people around me to be like, nah, or, you know, to stop it. You know, people like Levi and stuff like that, man. But, you know, that I can remember, I praise, you know, and I pray to God nothing crazy happened. I don't think it did, but because I would have known. But just saying, man, I think about it, man. Some people might not got that type of, like, group of guys around them to stop them from doing something stupid or, you know what I mean? Like, when you drunk, man, you are drunk. This is why I don't even drink, like, no more. Like, I'm scarred from that, knowing I could have did something to hurt somebody. They're going to put me in prison, take me away, not even have a family at the time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that, yeah, man. That's what I'm like, oh, I was trash.
Yeah.
And I hated drinking. I didn't like drinking. I just drunk because I never liked drinking. I forced it. Let me be on air and say that. I forced it. I just drunk because it was around me. That's what you do. I'm a follower. I'm lame. I'm doing what everybody else doing. I'm trying to be, trying to find what I think is cool. What not cool about not blacking out. You know what I mean? I got memory after memory, bro. I mean, not memory. I got pictures like crazy. If it wasn't for them pictures, I probably won't remember some of these nights.
Right.
Just keeping it real. So
for me, I always think about how trash I was, man, because I can be doing my route, and then if I hear something or if I hear a certain word or a certain song, or if I see a certain individual, whether it be social media, I'd be like, wow, I can go back to that time and be like, yeah, I was terrible. Sometimes our conversations, fam, when we go back and we talk about, you know, 06 up until whenever,
trash.
08, just trash years, man. I'm just like, man,
trash,
that was
bro.
Not a good representation. Like,
nah.
That, you know, it's like, so now when I look at myself now, I'm like, God is real. As far as, you know, new creation, you know, it's like, hey, you know, whoever's found in Christ, man, you know, becomes a new creation. All things have passed away. All things become new. Now I'm look back like I was really on that. Now me, I didn't really get drunk. I hated drinking. I was a smoker. So, but I quit smoking when I met you, or right before I met you. That's when I laid off of everything, because I started to recognize that all my friends that I was hanging with that I was doing that were trash. And then we start breaking down what a constituent was a person who only smoked because I smoked, but when the smoke was gone, they was gone. So I was just like, okay. And I just started to decipher things. So I don't think I ever really told you this, though, man, but I always thought the Josh that I'm speaking to now was the Josh I was speaking to back then, because I felt like being around you would benefit. Because in essence, you were that new friend that I was now bringing into my circle. Like, it was just you.
Yeah.
And I started over from that point when me and you first came into contact.
And that convicted me. Ooh, that convicted me.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I thought you was already not on that level.
I was.
But I'm like,
I mean, I was. Like, but I took a turn.
Yeah. So I was making my turn. I was switching up my circle, but what really drove me to that? Yeah, I was just saying, just people that was just slanderous, being around trash, you know, folks that would crack jokes on you, wouldn't be there, you know, basically whenever I would sneak in from being out with those types of people, and my mom would be in my room waiting for me.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, okay, you get locked up, they're not gonna come put no money on your books or come get you out. You're gonna get on the horn and call me.
Yeah.
And I would hear that so much, man, until one day, man, it just clicked. Like, man, here I am taking my hard-earned Hardee's money, and I'm buying weed, Red Bulls, snacks. Y'all getting high off my dollar, man. But I'll say this too, bro. I think it's starting to come back to. It's starting to come to me now. I remember when Grand Theft Auto San Andreas came out, and this is when I was still smoking and doing those things. But I remember I was hanging around a certain individual, man. Well, we just ride around the city and smoke, man, and just hang out. And he probably stayed at my house until maybe like 1 a.m, 2 a.m. I was so high playing the game, and he was playing the game, that I went to my room and went to sleep. He left the house and just left the house. He didn't shut the front door, because normally we put the security guard, the security alarm on.
Nick over here laughing, man. Nick laughing hard over
he
here.
He just left the house. So I wake up in the morning, and my mom came and woke me up, was like, hey, you know, when you come in the house, man, make sure you lock the doors up, because somebody could have came in here and killed us. And I was like, man, why, you know, you supposed to be my friend. Why, you could at least came and woke me up like, hey, man, I'm finna leave. Like, you knew what you was doing, bro. So that right there was like big strike. And then, you know, I had money, but I didn't, you know, like I said, my circle started to get smaller. So I didn't know where all the good weed was at, because I wasn't messing with that group anymore. Yeah. So I ran into a few Reggies, you know, I bought a couple of Reggie sacks, right? The 31 sacks, and headaches, weed seeds, popping in the blunts. That's funny. I said, what am I doing?
This trash.
I'm trash.
Smoking trash or being trash.
I was like, you know what? Then, another one. I had a cat when I was going to alternative school with, man. He used to come and pick me up and we would smoke. Man, he came and picked me up one day. We went around the corner and we smoked. He got a phone call. His girl was hitting him up. Hey, I got to go. I said, cool, I'm going to get out. No, I'm going to drop you off. No, because I'm going to go. But I'm so high, I'm stuck in the seat.
Oh, my
God.
He pulls
up in front of my house, man. My mom's doing yard work. I get out the car.
Wow,
man,
bro.
All the smoke flares up.
Oh, man.
She just looked at me and shook her head. And I went into the house and got a Twinkie and one of those Capri Suns and sat in the living room watching Arnold. And here she came, man, snapping on me again. So I was like, yep.
I used to think everybody that smoked was trash because I didn't smoke. So look, man.
Yeah.
You convicted me because I was on that. I was the guy that came from the neighborhood where everybody was blowing and drinking. Never did it. I even influenced a couple people up in Ohio not to do it. Like, man, you smoke? You tripping. You drink? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I'm not saying I was better than anybody because I have my own vices where there was like trying to get girls and other stuff. But
right.
I wasn't on that. I took a hard turn after 21, though. And mm-hmm. I try to justify it with I'm drinking top notch. Like, I'm drinking Patrol. I'm drinking, you know, top shelf, man. And it didn't matter, man. I was, like I said, man, there's nothing cool about blacking out. Those are some of the scariest moments ever because, to me, you just gave your body, you just kicked the Holy Spirit out, and you just told satanic demons, like, hey, here's the car. Do whatever. Go wherever you want to. So
basically,
yeah, and it's nothing cool, man. Waking up thinking it's 8 in the morning and it's like 10 at night, like, it's nothing cool about that, man. So yeah, man, that convicted me because I'm like, man, I was influencing my man Courtney and I took a wrong turn, man. I tried to justify it, and then I went into a depression where I was drinking, but I hated it. I've always hated it because I would always get headaches, and I just always been a lightweight. Like, I don't know how people, you know what I mean? You know, they hit you with you babysitting, like, yeah, because I'm a lightweight, and I hate it, man.
Right.
I hate it. I was a follower. I was a loser. I was trash. I'm redeemed, so y'all can't hold me to that standard, but we going to laugh at it because that's what I was on, but I repented about that. You know what I mean?
Save here,
yeah,
man.
I repented on that. I'm off that, so. Yeah, man, I was trash.
All that's nailed to the cross, though, man. But and I think and you know, we'll wrap up here. Because people still hold you in that light, man, because that's the last memory that they have of you at that time, man, when you was on that. So then when God takes you and he separates you from all of that, man, and he starts to work on you, and then he represents you in front of them, they can't tell who's who now. So now they look at you weird, and it goes back to Peter, you know, hey, you come, you ain't indulging, you know, how you're not a pig anymore. Y'all come, you're not in the, you know, in the mud with us anymore. You're not going to jump back up in here.
I'm man.
Nah, I can't do that now, man. I've been clean.
I'm going to read the verse before what I read, man. 1 Peter 4:3, man, you have had enough in the past of your evil things that godless people enjoy. Immorality and lust, their feasting and drunkenness and wild parties, and their terrible worship of idols. Of course, your former friends are surprised when you no longer plunge into the flood of wild and destructive things they do. So they slander you. But remember, they will have to face God who stands ready to judge everyone, both the living and the dead. That is why the good news is preached to those who are now dead. So although they are destined to die like all people, they now live forever with the God and Spirit. So,
call checkmate.
It. Yeah, man. So that's what I mean, man. When you find out you're trash, so, and then I like telling that to people when they ask me, I'm like, oh yeah, I was trash. Like, dude asked me today. He's like, a little kid asked me today. What did he say? He said, what was you doing back in the day? Or like, have you always been like this? I was like, nah, fam, I was trash, bro. And they all just looked at me. I said, sure, like that, like, man, I was trash. So. Yeah, man, y'all heard it from Peter's mouth. You heard it. You know what I mean? Or writings, I should say. You know what I mean? That word. So, yeah, man. let's call it a quits because I get home and hopefully y'all pray for me on this ride home because it's slippery out. Actually, y'all pray for me walking down my man Nick's steps.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Huh? Nick, you might have to assist him.
Man.
I'll throw out some kitchen salt.
Hey, he said he going to throw out some kitchen salt.
That's all we got.
I'm
sorry.
Oh, man.
That's all good,
well,
man.
That's what's up, man. Hey, well, we appreciate y'all here, man. God bless all of y'all. Stay tuned to the page, man. We got some big things coming up here soon. Man, we just working, man. Yeah, we're building up content. Finish Works Brand 2019 is going to be an amazing year, man. Lord willing. But once again, we thank you, man. This is Milk versus Solid Food.
Oh, and one more thing.
Oh, go ahead.
One more thing. If you're on the, if you're listening to this on the Anchor Podcast, man, we're gonna close off with a song called "Against the Grain" by Toby and Wigwee, man. I think he's from Africa somewhere, man. But dope artist. Someone I've been following. On his masters. You know, I like him going against the grain. Check him out, man. Guy that talks about faith and stuff like that. So go ahead, Courtney. Close this off.
Most definitely, man. You just rocking with the Finished Works brand. Milk versus Solid Food. Until next time, man. God bless.
Peace.